This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to Race Again on Enterprise. Frieda Liu here, speaking to Elizabeth Lee from Leadernomics to talk about introverts at work. We had a chat earlier on about the introverts and the extroverts and then how they recharge, and extroverts recharge with people, and introverts recharge by themselves, art, music, books, walks, that sort of thing. But then there's also the ambivert who sort of, you know, falls in between. I think there's a little bit of that in all of us as well, right? Now, when you look at the introverts' value to the workplace, right, what are the values they bring to a workplace and the benefits of having introverts in the team?
First of all, introverts are very serious people. So when in the workplace, you can always count on them to deliver. Mm. So if you have, and especially for what an extrovert would call the boring type of jobs, uh-huh, the introverts would love it.
Yeah.
Give them details, give them structure, right?
Organize. I need them in my life.
Yes. They make the extrovert's life a lot easier.
Yes.
Yeah, they love to do all these. So you can definitely count on them to deliver. Some of them are also very deep thinkers. So you might want to have them if you're doing strategy work, long-term planning. They're also very relational, very sensitive to other people's feelings. So if you have a long-term client account to manage, these would be people who are good at it because they can sustain long-term relationships because innately that's what they want as well. Yeah, so just don't send them out to network all the time because that would definitely...
They'll just drain
them, kill them. Yeah. And if you're R&D, these people are the creative and innovative one. Mm. Like Steve Wozniak, when he came out with Apple One, right? He said it's because he had like prolonged period of solitude when he was working with HP that he was able to build the computer.
Right.
Yeah. So these are some of the classic strengths that you can draw from people, introverts.
I mean, we always hear the Jobs, but it's actually the Wozniak that came up with the product at the end of the day, right?
Correct.
So, and the thing is as well, and when you are, if you don't know the leverage on the introverts, right? I mean, the immediate thing is like, ayo, why so slow? If an extrovert, can't you just work faster? You know, why do I have to take such a long time to explain to you? But really, once they get it, they get that, you know, like you say, the long-term vision, they're able to see things, you know?
Correct. They might be slower at picking up, and they're also trying to pick up.
It's processing.
Yes. Have you seen that cartoon where it says if you speak to an introvert, right, it goes into the brain, and you get an immediate reaction. It comes out.
Yeah.
Right? Speak to an introvert, it goes into the brain, through your conscious brain, to the unconscious brain, comes back out to the conscious brain before it comes out.
Yeah.
So, yes, there's a lot more processing going on. So they might be slower to pick up at first, but then you can depend on them like for the long term.
So how do you work with introverts then?
How do you work with them? First of all, got to understand that they might take time. They might take time, right? They will take time to warm up to people.
Yeah.
They will take time to learn things.
I think I've scared a number of introverts.
Yeah, and listen to them. I think... all introverts do want to say something, but they tend to hold themselves back most of the time. So if they are saying something, give them space to speak up. Don't cut them off. They might be a bit sensitive. And if you cut them off like too abruptly, a few times, they might think that, look, this person is really not interested in what I have to say. I'll clam up from now on. Mm. Yeah.
And then it works like a pressure cooker. Because they just suppress, and when they pop, they blow, and I'm out of here.
Correct. Okay. Another classic thing that bosses tend to do to introverts is that they will discover over time that these are very hardworking people. They can deliver. And what an introvert get, instead of getting appreciated, right, for their hard work, they get more work.
Mm.
Right? And they will not say no because they think that I should do this. It's part of my work, right? So it keeps coming. It keeps coming. And before they know it, they're burnt out and they give you a letter and you're like, what happened? Mm. What just happened? Right? So as bosses especially, you tend to need to look after your introverts in your team. You need to know that everyone has a breaking point, to check with them, to understand whether they have too much work, you know. Yeah, before they reach the breaking point, because when they do, they have decided and they have thought about it for a long time that they're never coming back.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
So, okay, so listen to them.
listen to them, give them space to do their work. And if they need a quiet space to do their work, hopefully your office has that quiet space for them to do their work.
Oh, our office with the open space and all that, they have to find some corner.
I know, my office too. I always try to find that room that's not being used, like that corner in the pantry. Or I'm like, boss, I'm working from home today, okay? It's just, I have enough of everyone's chatter and noise. Yeah.
Okay. And then what else?
Okay, don't change too often on them or too fast.
Mm.
Yeah, they tend to be, they tend to need stability. So don't waste their time and energy as well by changing plans abruptly. I think what is very exciting for an extrovert is like, hey, there's a different plan for today. Let's change it all over, right? Introvert have planned their week out already.
Right.
And that change will just kind of like dissolve everything that they've done. So that they consider part of their work, right? Mm. So that's very hard for them to adjust to frequently. I mean, once in a while, yes, but not too frequently.
Right.
Yeah, that would be difficult for them.
You know, sometimes we're caught in this, but we want results fast. You're not moving fast enough. What then do you do?
To be honest, I think this will be a development point for the introvert.
Mm.
I think introverts need to adjust to the current working world. We need to be more flexible, a lot more flexible.
Mm.
So I give myself like maybe 70% of like a planned week, 30% of like surprise plans.
Mm.
And this is one of it, the surprise plan. Yeah, but we, to work that into our system, I think once we've worked that into our system to allow for changes and last minute plans, I think we can cope better.
Okay, so and then the other thing would be appreciate them.
Yes, introverts, as much as they don't like to have attention, they really love being appreciated.
Of course.
All the little things.
But this is, I guess, human nature.
Yeah.
But I guess the extrovert say, you know, look at me.
Yes.
So the introvert doesn't. So
yeah.
you have then the onus is then on the team leader.
Yes.
to stop and remember that.
Correct. Mm. I think not just I think the introvert what the extrovert would deem as like just another cup of coffee.
Mm.
Means a lot to introverts. So like all the little small gestures, the thank you note, the hey, you've done a good job.
Mm.
Like, you know, can I get you coffee? I can see that you're tired. Is there anything I can do for you just for this period of time? All that little small gestures actually means a lot to the introvert.
Right.
To know that they are not just appreciate, like cared in a sense that they're cared for.
Right.
Yeah, the boss is cared for them.
You know, okay, I think one of the things that, you know, don't expect them to be social butterflies or to like public functions as well. Like in our line of work, because of course we meet a lot of people.
Sure.
And it's one-on-one. I mean, sometimes we're expected to go to events and all that. And I do have this conversation, especially if I notice that someone's an introvert. I'll say, is this something you want to do? Right. Sometimes we have to do it, right?
Yes.
But I say, is this something you want to overcome?
Yes.
Is this something you want to just get more comfortable with? And some people say, no, not now. And it's fine, right? If it's not, it's not so crucial to the job, right?
Yep.
But if it is, and they say, no, actually, I really want to come out and meet more people. But I make that point just to ask, is this something that you want to come? Because like a lot of people say, public speaking.
Correct.
Or coming on air,
correct.
Right? The colleagues, some new colleagues and all that. I said, is this something that you want to overcome and get comfortable? Because, and then they said, actually, I do. Then that sort of gives, you know, you've asked for their permission.
Correct.
That this is something they want to explore.
Right.
But
yes,
yeah.
I think, yeah, very crucial to that is what you've said. Ask them for their permission. If they want to, they'll force themselves to do it, though it'll be very difficult. But like any area of growth, right, it's not going to be comfortable.
Okay.
Yeah, as long as that person is prepared, right? So like you would check with them.
Mm.
Some bosses would just expect it of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, some bosses who are very highly extroverted, to them it's like, it's just another function, right? Network is exciting, right?
Print your name cards.
Print your name cards. Like take two boxes with you, right?
Yeah.
So I think if you know to check with them, I think that would be fine.
Okay.
And
I guess, okay, so from now, here are some of the things that team leaders do. There's some things that I guess introverts also have to take the initiative to do. We'll discuss that in just a moment. I'm here with Elizabeth Lee from Leadernomics talking about introverts at work, and we'll discuss that after the Bursa Market Update. BFM 89.9.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
Good morning. You're still listening to Raise Your Game on Enterprise. This is Frida Liu. I'm here with Elizabeth Lim from Leadernomics. I've been calling her Lee. for the last few sessions. We're talking about introverts at work, you know, what they're like, you know, and how they get their energy and how to work with introverts and things that team leaders can do to bring out the best in them. But of course, you know, as working adults, we're also responsible for our own development.
Yes,
what can introverts do to improve themselves?
I think the very first point is that we need to remember that we don't live in silo. As much as we would like to think that we are in a cabin in a wood somewhere.
Mm. In a cave,
right? We don't, right? So when we work, we have to work with others. So I think make a point to connect with others. Mm. For me, I will make a point to connect with someone new every month if I can. In the office, if I've not met everyone, that takes
a lot. You
actually
have to measure it.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to meet one new person this month.
Correct.
It's very, very conscious.
Yes, it's very conscious. So last month, I walked over to the media team, and I'm like, I'm going to get to know the media team this month, right?
Okay.
So after that,
all
I'm like,
of them?
Well, there's only three of them. That day, right?
Oh, you're an overachiever.
I'm an overachiever. So I'm like, I just have to do this once. Like, you know, once I break the ice, I'll be very good at it. But I hate that.
The initial.
Yes. It still gives me heebie-jeebies.
Okay.
Cold hands, right? So I went over, introduced myself, I talked to them, and I'm like, okay, I'm done for the month.
But it's so cute because I'm just looking at Jeff Sandu, my colleague, right now, and that's what he says when he meets, even now, you know, he does this, if he meets a person for the first time, he said that the initial chit-chat, what do you talk about? I said, just, you know, like, even though you try to get to the topic, of course, you got to sort of warm up a bit.
Right.
He said he hates that bit, but the second time, he's okay.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Mm. The initial bit is very hard. So what I do is I try to think about common topics, right? And as Malaysians, to be honest, there's a few common topics that will tend to break the ice anywhere.
Okay.
Food is one of them, right? We eat. We live
weather,
to eat,
jam.
Right? Jam. Yes, traffic jam, right?
So it's been raining a lot.
Right, yeah. So I try to find common topics that most anyone can relate to, and I try to use that to break the ice. Or I'll tend to ask, because I like to listen to people, I like to hear the stories, right? So I'll tend to ask them about their work. Then I don't have to do any talking, right? I'm like, Freda, what do you do, right?
Okay.
Then from there the conversation will progress.
Okay.
So that makes it very easy for me. So these are some things that introverts can do when they engage other people.
Okay. I mean, for me, I guess, like I say, not a difficult point to start a conversation, but it's true that I've met a lot of people and they all look very familiar. And I say, where have you met before? And they say, no. So where are you working? You know, so that's sort of like, you know, with a smile on the face, and that, I guess, sort of breaks barriers as well, you know.
Right. That works.
Maybe, you know, I'm a little bit in there. So speak up more often.
I think if you have to do certain things that you don't like at work, I think we need I would formulate some coping strategies to go along with it. So to know, like I say, to strategize how to meet people, how to put yourself out there and yet do your work well and not feel like you're going to die up inside.
Mm.
Right, so if you have to attend public functions, right, go with someone you know.
Yeah.
You go with someone you know. That's like bringing your comfort blanket with you, right?
Yeah.
So if anything, you can always turn back to someone you know. And you hope to find like-minded people in a function.
Mm.
So even though I hate it, I'll have to go and introduce myself, say hello, and try to find a point of contact, something that we can both talk about.
Yeah.
If I can't, then I'll excuse myself and then move on to the next person. It's not comfortable, but it's something that we have to learn to do.
But even for now, right, sometime I have to go to events, I still find out who's going, you know.
I
still want to find a familiar face. And then if not, it's like, okay, I'll make a new friend today.
Right.
You know, so these are the words that I say in my head. I'll make a new friend today. I wonder who I'll meet today. You know, that kind of thing. So to psych myself
up. I've not
as well.
Gone to that level yet. I've always had to.
Step three.
Level three.
Level three.
All right. The rest I've already spoken a bit about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Introverts do need to find their voice.
Yeah.
We need to speak up. Mm. Yeah, we cannot expect people to read our minds. So we need to be active contributors at work instead of letting everyone contribute and maybe we'll put in a point here and there.
Yeah.
We can learn to actually put our ideas out there. I think a lot of introverts, I think we are more sensitive by nature.
Mm.
So we tend to fear of getting rejected, being laughed at. Like, some of our ideas are really out there sometimes. You know, we spend so much time in the inner world, right? Yeah. We're like, what about this, right? Mm. We come up with all these crazy ideas. Mm. So I think to have the courage, actually, the confidence to just put ourselves out there.
Mm.
And if an idea gets rejected, it's the idea that gets rejected. It's not me.
Yeah.
So we don't have to take everything personally.
Mm.
I think that really would help. Help us.
Yeah, and you were saying how, like, we learn to be more flexible, be more adaptable, and to promote ourselves, right? And
yeah.
I think promote ourselves sometimes, if this is a tip, I don't know if this helps, but for me, if you can't speak up about it one-on-one, write it down. Email it to your boss and say, these are things I've done, you know, and back it up. If it means that when you do have that conversation, you've got your material already, you've got your thoughts, you know, penned down already,
yeah.
You know. So if that's one way of promoting yourself,
definitely,
you know, then write it down.
Correct. Yes, you're right in saying that if they're not comfortable talking about themselves, they're always very comfortable talking about their work, right?
Yeah.
So emailing you, penning it down would be great.
Mm.
For those who are a bit more shy, before getting your boss to write you a review at the end of every year about the work that you've done might also help.
Mm.
Like, because you don't like talking about yourself. So this is my ex-boss talking about me, right? That will help. I mean, for the really shy ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, those are things that I think introverts can really improve on.
Are there any other coping strategies? coping strategies?
Actually, to be honest, coping strategies for introverts revolved a lot around people and extroverts. So depending on their particular industry, I think they to have coping strategies on how to deal with people. Okay, in dealing with extroverts, I think introverts have a lot of difficulty if they are extreme extroverts, because extreme extroverts would tend to impose their views on others, the more dominant ones, right? So how do you deal with them, right? And we don't tend to like conflict.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't like to confront others. I think one of the things that we need to learn to do is what we call having a courageous conversation.
Mm.
Yeah, telling someone it's not okay that you did that to me.
Mm.
It's not okay that I had some views too, right?
Mm.
If this is a collaboration, I think it can't be just a one-sided view.
Mm.
To be able to have those conversations, I think it's something that we need to develop as well. And it will really help, actually. The first time I did that, I was shivering. It was the most horrible thing I can ever envision myself doing. But after I've done it, and because I didn't approach it in a way where I want to fight with you, I approached it as I want to settle this issue.
Right.
Right?
Mm.
And it's this issue that I have a problem with. It's not with you.
Right.
And I think after that, it became easier. It became easier to talk to people when things go wrong.
And I think also at the end of the day, you were saying, and that could be a topic for another time, these courageous conversations. Think about it. And you know, I guess like one of the things is to be more flexible. And it's very challenging for someone to do that. But there are little things that you can do to get to that. To
yes,
that point,
definitely.
Right? And be courageous about it. So, topic for next time, Elizabeth Lim from Leadonomics. Come on, courageous conversations. Anyway, we've been talking about introverts at work. You've been listening to Race Again, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.